Zok de Heilige Mishnah Vayitim Masech Des Kisuvais Perik Vav Mishnah Beis HaPaisig Mois L'Chaisanai. This person promised a certain amount of money. Paisik, no, set amount, I'm going to give it to you. He pledged a nadin, or what some people would call it a dowry. You marry my daughter, you're getting a certain amount of money. Problem was, Umes Chasanai. His son-in-law passed away before the Nisuyan. There was obviously no children. And his son-in-law has a brother who's the Yavin. Yavin wants to be Meyavimer. But he says, you promised money to my brother, so now give that money to me, Reb father-in-law. Reb Kala's mother. Amru Chacham, the Chachamim, said, Yachalu Sheyaymer, he can say to this brother, the Yavin, look, I never promised you money. But you promised my brother, and I'm also marrying your daughter. And Shuldix, excuse me, Liachicha Hayisi Roitzel Litain, I was willing to give it to your brother. But I'm not willing to give it to you. So you have a choice. Either be Miyavimer, you know what? There's Chalitza. And the Yavin can't say, no, I'm not going to be part of Chalitza, and until you give me the money, I'm not going to be Miyavimer. He does not have an option to do that, because the money was never promised to him. Now, what about the original chassan? Let's say he promises the original chassan money. Chassan says, okay, we're ready for the Nisuyan. Where's the Nadin? Where's the money? And the father says, I changed my mind. Either marry her without the money or give her a get. Here we're not going to say, make a choice. Here we're going to say, the Lashon is, Teshev Achetal Bin Raisha. She's going to have to sit till her hair becomes white. In other words, the chassan can say, no, I'm not giving her a get, and I'm not marrying her until you give me what you promised. Now, be emes, although that's what the Bat Tanura says, the Rishonim ask a kasha, because we paskin like the Shita of Admon. We're going to learn about the Shita of Admon later on. And Admon holds that the chassan can't say, well, then she's stuck. Then I'm not giving her a get, and I'm not marrying her. But if the father doesn't give what he promises, the chassan also has to either marry her without the money or give her a get. So what then is the difference between the chassan and the yavin? So some say the chassan, taka, only has these two choices as well. Choice A, marry her without the money. Choice B, give her a get. But choice C, just to keep her waiting, he can't. But he could marry her and then take the father to a din taida and say, you promised me money. Because his promise, b'shasa edison, clicks into place. That's what some of the Rishonim learn. Some say that Enochanami, the halach, is like Admon, who says later that the chassan, even the original chassan, not the oven, can't just push her off. He has to either marry or give her a get. But that's only if the father has the money. He just doesn't want to give it. But if the father doesn't have money, then he doesn't have a choice. Either marry her or give her a get. What'd you do? He promised he doesn't have. Mashen came to Yavin. Even if the father has money, he can say, sorry, I never promised you the money. Now, wait a second. One more thing. What about if the brother that he originally promised the money to is an Am Haaretz? Whereas the brother, the Yavim, is a Talmud Chacham. So does it make sense? You wanted to give my brother the Am Haaretz, but you won't give me? And the answer is, that's the father's choice. Whether he's right or wrong is irrelevant. He can say, Le'achicha hayisi rights liten, I was willing to give it to your brother. But v'lach, yavshi liten. To you not. So quickly, chazing over. Be'emes, all the Mishnayos till the end of the paragraph, I'm going to discuss these halachis about a nadin, about money that's promised by the father to the chassan that's marrying his daughter. So this person promised a certain amount of money to his future son-in-law when he was mekadesh, the daughter. Unfortunately, his son-in-law died before the nisuyan, and there were no children. And because there are no children, she falls liyivum. So the yavim's position is, very good, I'll be miyavim, your daughter, but give me the money, you promised my brother. And the Chachamim say, no, you can say I was willing to give it to your brother, but not to you. I, the Yavim, replaces the brother, but not with everything. Now the first brother could have said that I'm waiting till you give me the money. But the Yavim can't do that. The father can say, listen, you have two choices, Yivim or Chalitza. But you can't keep my daughter waiting.